Welcome to Brainstuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens. This podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to hold meetings over the internet, reduce travel expenses, save time. Just hold an online meeting with GoToMeeting. Try it free. Visit GoToMeeting.com/brainstuff.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What causes poison ivy blisters? The rash that you get from poison ivy is caused by a chemical in the sap called urushiol. This chemical penetrates the outer layer of skin until it hits the dermis, and in the dermis, an allergic reaction occurs. From that definition, there are a number of things that you can deduce about poison ivy. First of all, not all people get poison ivy. If your body doesn't mount an allergic reaction, then you can swim in poison ivy and it will have no effect. It turns out, however, that the majority of people's immune systems react to this chemical after several exposures. Second, you can't get poison ivy unless you come in contact with the sap that contains urushiol. However, it is incredibly easy to come in contact with that sap. You can get it from the plants itself. You can get it from touching your shoes or pants if they have rubbed against poison ivy plants. You can get it from your dog's or your cat's fur if they walk through poison ivy. The urushiol has to penetrate the skin to get to the dermis, so thin skin will show symptoms before thick skin will. And finally, urushiol does not spread through the body. The blisters that form are not contagious. They don't contain any more of the chemical. If you come in contact with poison ivy, washing off the sap will limit your reaction to it, but you have to wash it off before any significant penetration occurs. The mechanism that causes the itching and swelling is a complex immune response to the chemical. As in any allergic reaction, what's happening is that your body's immune system is overreacting to the chemical. It mounts a huge defense to the urushiol, which causes all the swelling and inflammation in the skin. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to HowStuffWorks.com.